Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls,
Spotify or Anchor or whatever you're watching presents
an Anchor original
Talk Time with JR Pro.
Hi guys, my name is JR and RJ here.
JR and RJ here. Today, I'm going to introduce a new segment because I haven't introduced any segments in season two since. So there's going to be a new segment called News Time with RJ and JR,
where we discuss about news and
I'm sorry to international people, but we're only going to be talking about California news. So if you don't live in California, I'm sorry. You can just skip all the way to one of the new segments. I meant one of the other segments. So
people won't like to hear, but kids won't let you hear our news. Except when people love the news.
Yeah. We just want to seem like adults, taxes,
event.
State economy.
Economies.
Well, we're going to move on to News Time with RJ and JR right now. Welcome to News Time with RJ and JR. We're going to be talking about some news that's happening in California. Or if you don't live in California, I'm sorry. You can just skip all the way to fun facts. Okay. By the way, but all people from international, today's Earth Day. As you know, you can just celebrate by supporting and help the Earth. This is not just for California, it's for international. It's international. It can be lots. So RJ, since you will be giving us the events of April 22 in California.
Sure.
Okay, I can tell the news. Okay, as long as I can. Okay. Here are some celebrities' birthdays, because their birthdays are today. Here are some birthdays that the people that are celebrities in this day: Bryan Allen, Jack Nicholson. Jeffrey Dean Morgan, Machine Gun Kelly, that's okay, she has a name, Peter Frampton, and Sheree Shepherd, and more. So, if you heard your names, happy birthday. So, we'll be giving you some more news. Can you hear it? We have our dog right here anyway. Okay, RJ. Here are some events that are happening in California. So today the San Francisco Sympathy is happening. I'm not just kidding. It's the Jazz Kelmore on San Francisco is happening through Friday, April 2nd, today, up to Saturday, April 23rd. So, yeah. Let's see what's on update on Russia and Ukraine. Please enjoy Boneless Bodinger's arm. So let me go on date. On Sunday, it's going to be an official 2 months of the battle.
Hey.
Battle of what? Russia and Ukraine. It's going to be.
Okay.
Stop biting me. Stop biting me. Stop biting me. Stop biting me. Stop! So. Ew. So right now, Ukrainian officials and satellite images point to evidence of mass graves outside the village site of Mariupol. Sorry if I said that wrong. Yeah, it's mass graves for Ukraine cities and towns because
of Russia's.
I know a fun fact about Ukraine. I'll tell that in fun facts.
Okay. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky liked the stage to a terrorist operation.
Okay, we're gonna move on to the weather. Sorry if I don't get your weather because I live in California. So what you'll expect for California is today would be 61 degrees Fahrenheit and 16. I think I read it wrong. With a high of 61 degrees Celsius.
What? Okay.
And a low of.
Actually, 61 in Fahrenheit.
And a low of 47 degrees.
Ow! Stop!
47 degrees Celsius. I meant Fahrenheit.
Celsius. It's actually Celsius.
Okay.
For Saturday, you'll be expecting 67 degrees.
67 degrees Celsius.
No, Fahrenheit.
It's a Celsius.
It says Fahrenheit.
It's a Celsius.
It says Fahrenheit. It actually says Fahrenheit.
No, it says Celsius.
It's etching the C. Okay. I don't know.
And a low of.
Stop! You stop!
And please. And a low of 48 degrees. Celsius. So that I think
this is what you see.
I'm very dumb. I don't really know the weather.
Tonight we'll be expecting 48 degrees. It's gonna be so cold you're gonna actually just
it's not really that cold, but
for Saturday you'll be expecting 64 degrees sunny and 48 degrees Celsius. The 24th you'll be expecting the same thing, except 49 degrees Celsius. I don't know. What do you guys think? I don't actually know.
Okay,
We're telling the weather of San Francisco.
Will you stop biting, please?
Stop!
Stop it. Going. Stop.
Boy. You trying to slap me, boy?
Roar.
Here, I'm trying to carry him just for people to hear his bark.
Okay, let's see. As you may know, Boomless doesn't really like when Jared tries to carry it.
Ow!
What the heck?
Ah.
Yeah.
What? What?
Sorry, Boomless. Feel so bad. Sorry, Boomless.
Boomless just keeps biting. He likes the book. Right. Okay, I guess that'll be the end of News Time with RJ and Jared.
Now it's gonna take a lot of degrees of us getting banned.
Yeah,
time to move on to Real Talk Time.
Welcome to Real Talk Time. And as you can see, Boneless is licking Jared's lip.
What?
Okay. This is a talk review of Boneless.
Don't worry, Boneless, you'll be fine. You're not gonna
miss. He hates every time I try to carry him.
I can see Boomless hates your carrying him, even though we're trying to let him carry her so I can take a break from my arms getting hurt. Okay, and apparently he doesn't like that.
Here, this is a full review of Boomless talking.
Ow! Don't worry, Boomless. Don't worry, Boomless.
Mind my cheesy talking.
Okay, time to move on to Real Talk Time.
Okay, so what do you want to talk about, RJ?
We have many interesting parts in our life.
We could talk about the party at one of our neighbor's house.
I guess.
Time for I'll Survive Facts.
I'll Survive Facts.
This is not Did You Know.
This is not Did You Know.
This is Real Talk Time.
So, okay. So, as you see, yesterday's episode, we talked about
some parts of the
of All Survive 2,
and plus the Seagull Invasion story.
Plus the Seagull Invasion.
I'll stop. Now, let me go to Quizzoni and see what I can find. This time, I'm analyzing All Survive 1. Okay, bonus. Okay, stop moving. Stop moving. What do you guys think? Is All Survive 1 better or All Survive 2 is better?
No one probably
watched it. Let me go see what I can find.
Everybody.
This is what I'm doing.
Of course.
Okay, JR. What do you know and what were you planning about I Will Survive?
I Will Survive was supposed to be like a dramatic story where it was originally going to be called Save the World from Aliens. That's what I was originally going to call it.
Save the World from Aliens?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I just thought it was a bad title. I named I Will Survive after the song. I forgot who was it by, but I know it was called I Will Survive.
There was a song.
And you decided to slap it on a book.
So basically, the things about Tom, if you need a refresh, here's a refresh. Tom and Josh, Derek, and Ben and Caden, his group, are military soldiers. They stop any conflict, but they face the biggest conflict ever. It was a Zord, the Doctor. When Tom and his group stopped the Zords from destroying Earth.
I was originally going to actually call them Cobbs.
Cobbs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Their original name was going to be Cobb. And Ally's name was originally going to be Hero.
Ally's name was originally going to be Hero, which is kind of creepy. And the main character was actually supposed to be named Alex. And the wife was actually supposed to be named Tom.
What?
Yes. Why would a wife name be Tom? That's weird.
Yeah, I know. That's what I originated it.
That's what his origin is.
I never thought of that happening.
All I remember is the story life of All Survive 2.
And originally, Tom actually owned a dog too.
I'm starting to picture All Survive in a whole new picture.
Before, I thought I was just I got inspired by like my hand thing, like now when I'm normally playing.
Yeah, we make hand plays, so
yeah, we do hand plays.
I bet none of you do that, but we do that surprisingly.
It was actually supposed to be Alex saves the world from multi-eating aliens. They eat people's souls.
I thought they kill people for souls.
No, they don't normally kill people. They just normally hide because...
Okay, what was King Z originally planned to be?
He was planning to be a deformed alien that looked like he's literally been drunk and drank a lot of beers.
Root beers, because we're not actually getting real beer. That's not appropriate for kids.
What was his name originally being?
King C.
Oh yeah, King Cobb.
King Cobb.
And fun fact, his favorite fruit was actually corn. His favorite food is actually gonna.
I can tell why.
It was corn because he liked it because of his name Cobb.
Corn on the cob! Get your corn on the cob!
That's why he loved corn on the cob. He's like, eh, not bad.
What a coincidence.
And the planet, it was named HB20.
HB20?
Before Zorby, it was named HB20. It was all futuristic.
Instead of the mutated planet, it's just a future.
What was the major changes in it?
Like, well, what were the main setbacks?
Well, in the planet, you would they would normally do what humans do. They like normally drive cars, like do what Earth could do, just with other aliens. It's a planet 300,000 years away. It had to take you 300,000 years just to get to the planet. I mean, it takes you 300,000 years just to get to the entire multiverse. And that's not even possible.
What if we're living in a parallel universe and the other parallel
is actually living in a parallel universe?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. The Mandela Effect. Okay, so if you guys didn't know, that was the very major step back in Our Survive that changed since JR already had a new plan. And originally, Hero never actually existed. That was one of the backstories. Hero never existed. He was a ghost that helped him. That helped them.
It's kind of now I'm starting to get chills.
Yeah, I'm getting chills too. Hero was actually dead. That was the creepiest part when I remember your setback.
Hero never existed.
Yeah, he just. Yeah, Hero never existed in the entire story. He was just a dead figure.
Oh, did he get killed by the dragon in Dragon Quest?
I'm not talking about the hero in Smash Bros. But, I mean, in Dragon Quest. In Dragon Quest and Smash Bros.
Okay, that'll be in a real talk time. Time to move on to fun facts.
Welcome to Did You Know?
Fun facts, aka fun facts and Did You Know? I was saving this fun fact, but did you know how Zelensky, how President Zelensky from Ukraine got as president? He acted in a show where he was actually rooting for a campaign as president. And believe it or not, the government actually watched it and they actually promoted him president, which is pretty cool.
Huh.
Never knew that. Maybe I should just make a show where where RJ was for president, then he could get for actual president.
If I do get for president, I'd make the...
Come on!
I'd bring my family for it.
Okay. We could actually just make a show where...
Okay, dear. Welcome to Fun Facts. Today I'll be giving you some questions.
Oh, that is very gross. Facts.
Yeah, it's very gross.
Ow! Sorry.
You should pet the dog. You shouldn't hit dogs.
Yeah, I am. I'm just kidding.
That's animal cruelty. And I'm not that type of person who does animal cruelty.
Yeah.
But if I will if he goes full.
Okay.
Okay, JR.
Did you know polar bears actually have what black skin?
Not white skin.
If you watch that movie that movie that was kind of like Squid Game. When the polar bear says whoever tells a lie gets destroyed, and when the main character says it was a polar bear all along, he literally turns to black. So, yeah.
I already know that.
So, did you know the green code in the Matrix was actually created from symbols in the code designer's wife's sushi cookbook?
Sushi cookbook?
Yeah, weird.
Sushi. I love sushi.
Yeah.
You watch the Matrix with
Dead. Did you know there are actually no muscles in your fingers? Even though you feel bones, there are no muscles.
I know.
They're controlled by the muscles in your palms and arms.
I've seen a movie. I don't know what it's called, but I'll just call it Blood Scar.
Just for fun.
One should be pretty obvious.
Did you know the skin is the body's largest organ?
Oh yeah, because like, it's the length of an entire human. So,
yeah. Did you know the longest fingernails ever were over 28 feet?
28 feet, that can almost hit a car.
I think.
It's actually more than a car, I think.
I think it's just a school bus, I think.
I think just a school bus, one school bus, because 20 feet won't fit that much.
Did you know Chinese fortune cookies are not made in China?
They're made in America.
I just
When I heard that joke, I felt betrayed. Because, I mean, yeah, sure, it's good for fortune cookies. I don't really care as long as they're yummy. But I feel betrayed because they clearly say Chinese fortune cookie. This one is the good fact you all obviously know. The tallest building in the world is the Burj Khalifa in Dubai.
Dang, I already know that because I'm
2,700 feet. Oh god, it's an ad! No, it's an ad! Ah! Did you know? This one also betrays me. Hawaiian pizza was created on Tono, Canada by Greek immigrant Sam Pampalos in 1962. I felt betrayed.
It is a betrayal.
This is another betrayal. All the Fruit Loops taste the same. They're all just different colors to show the match of different fruit flavors.
Yeah, it's kind of...
I feel betrayed.
It's kind of sad.
When you actually heard that, I actually felt betrayed. I'm like, why
Fruit Loops? It's
kind of sad. What? So, excuse my lame drama-rama.
Okay, Jer. Okay, did you know what's inside a Kit Kat? Broken Kit Kats are damaged during production.
What?
They get
it's like that one episode in SpongeBob.
Go between the boyfriend inside along with cocoa and sugar. That's why. Cannot let anything go to waste.
Yeah, do not let your Kit Kats go to waste. That's a life lesson. Life lesson, never let food go to waste.
What were you saying?
Math by RJ Jr. Okay, continue.
Did you know the difference between jam and jelly is that jam is made out of mashed up fruit while jelly is made out of fruit juice.
Fruit juice!
I already said the funny hot Cheetos thing.
Did you know Coca-Cola actually sells soup in a can? Soup in a can! Think of it as like breakfast in a can. That's what I'd buy. I'd buy bathtub in a can! Unfortunately
for people, some people, it's only available in Japan. And
what
I said was not fortunate. That's for the people who live in Japan.
I'm going to Japan. Oh, send me a bunch of tickets. I'm going to go to Japan and get the
not an ad
back in the can and then put that in America and declare war.
I'm not going to do another ad.
Okay, that will be the end of Did You Know?
And this is the end also.
So, this is the end of Talk Time with Jerper. I should really just call Talk Time with Jerper Pro. So, if you want more Talk Time with Jerper Pro, you go to your podcast. You can go to Anchor. You can go to any website.
Go to any
of the podcasts listed on Anchor. Or, I added a new, there's also a new way you can watch it. Website called Player FM. You can watch from there too. You can watch from Google Podcasts, and watch from Breaker, you can watch from Pocket Cast, and you can watch from Anchor, or the most popular one for me, Spotify.
Okay, so coming next Friday, we're going to start doing more I Wonder episodes.
Yeah,
since we haven't did it for probably over a month. So, if you want more stuff, just go to the Talk Time with Jerper website.
And go to any streaming service.
Not any.
Yeah,
some you can go to.
So anyway.
Also, don't miss our documentary. We'll be posting on May 27th. Streaming right here. An Anchor. We're going off now. An Anchor original. A Spotify production. Talk Time with Jerper Pro. See you guys. That's the end. Talk Time with Jerper Pro. Goodbye.
Okay, we're gonna say bye.
It's time.
We're gonna say bye. That rhymes.
This is the last. This last episode before the weekends.
So
the weekends. I mean, not the weekends.
The weekends.
Like before the weekend. So if you guys want more. Tune in Monday.
Talk Time with Jerper Pro. See you later.